Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. It's a mouthwatering challenge that will surely test your love for burgers, as various restaurants in Northumberland County are vying for your vote for the best burger. The Northumberland United Way is partnering with chefs for the Ultimate Burger Battle, which will also raise money for child hunger programs. Executive Director Alicia Van Dyne describes the challenge and some of the yummy burgers she has already eaten.
Now we're talking burgers.
Absolutely. Okay. It is the ultimate burger month in November for the Northumberland United Way. I have been on a tour visiting all of the locations. There's 12 that are participating this year. I've got some tidbits for everybody.
Okay, so let's just break down the program. What is the challenge and why are you participating?
So the Ultimate Burger Challenge, it's twofold, actually. It's a chance for our local restaurants to highlight some of their new creations or an item that's on their menu. And there's a People's Choice Award, so people get a chance to vote on their favorite burger here in Northumberland. And $2 from every sale is coming to the United Way. And so we're really excited. It's not only just about, you know, prospering in Northumberland, keeping money here in Northumberland County, but also supporting a great cause.
Now, when we talk about burgers, we're not talking chicken patties. We're not talking sliders. We're talking
full on burgers. Absolutely.
Right.
You know, my very first one was at the Cobourg Diner, which is that little restaurant over by the Walmart here in Cobourg. And it's called the Canadian Burger. So there's a piece of pea meal bacon on it. You had to lean over your plate. It was so good.
And you had the juice running down. You had to like,
absolutely.
I need more napkins. Bring it over. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's definitely a 4 or 5 napkin burger.
So 12 burgers in 1 month. That's your goal. So you're averaging, there's 8. You've got to do 2 or 3 burgers a week now.
I got to do 2 or 3 burgers a week. I have done 5 already, and I've got 2 lined up here for the weekend. I'm really excited.
So give us a rundown of some of the burgers you've already eaten. You told us the Canadian burger. Are you a mushroom fan? Do you put mushrooms on?
No,
let's talk about the condiments.
This one did not have mushrooms on it. It had, of course, lettuce, tomato, and some onion, but it was that pea meal bacon that really put it over the top. The second burger that I had was out at the Whistling Duck in the Brighton area, right down by the water. The swans were driving, you know, just swimming by. It was really a beautiful sight even in the wintertime. And it had bacon jalapeno jam on it with a deep fried piece of bacon on the top. So really amazing ultimate burger at the Whistling Duck.
Sweet, sweet. So I know it's 12 burgers, but how do you motivate yourself to just to get through all 12?
You know what? Each one is unique, so it's kind of a different experience.
Yeah.
When I was at the Smokehouse, which is also in Brighton, it's over on Oliphant Street in the Brighton area. I'm going to tell you, it was different. It's called the Bob Burger. It's named after the owner's father, and it is a mixture of beef and brisket.
Ooh. Oh, my Lord.
It had a lovely smoky flavor. If you like brisket, it's definitely a burger for you. So as you can tell, it's a different experience at each one of the locations.
So how did you come up with the concept of this fundraiser?
So this fundraiser started in the Thunder Bay area by one of our United Ways there, and it has really spread across the province. It's really been taken on by Peterborough, I know, is running it as well. We know that Belleville is doing it. So all of our neighbors here are participating, and it's a United Way fundraiser for each one of those communities.
So you say $2 from every burger. Now, is it a select burger on the menu, or is it any burger at this restaurant that's participating?
It's the selected burger. Okay. So you have to ask for the ultimate burger. And each one is unique. Sometimes they are a regular menu item because they want to feature a particular one. But there are a couple of locations that have created a new burger, an absolute new burger to try. For example, Arthur's Pub. Arthur's Pub here at the Best Western created the Texas Burger. It's on a pretzel bun.
Okay.
It's got an onion ring, and it has the most scrumptious barbecue sauce. Tastes like summer.
So it's kind of cool that some of these restaurants are creating new burgers and really getting into the challenge here to say, let's raise money for a good cause. What does the money go to? What programs support the United Way here?
Well, we just announced, of course, our 25-26 campaign goal. It's 800,000. We're going to be supporting 8 local community partners. People like Beyond the Blue Box is on this year's list. We're going to be supporting some volunteer training as they are rebuilding their facility. Yeah. Really excited about that. The Community Health Centers of Northumberland, we are helping to move a community market into Colborne, into the Grafton area with the dollar. So all of these things are just wonderful for the community. We're supporting, of course, some folks through our new Haven for All program. We're going to be working with people like Greenwood Coalition. We're going to be working with people like Transition House, of course, for folks that are homeless or unhomed. It's really exciting work that United Way is doing. Of course, as you know, we're here to build strong communities, to lift people out of poverty and empower our kids. So every dollar that we raise supports not only those funded partners, but the programs that we run, like our Backpacks for Kids program. And if you've been following us on social media, we have been supporting 38 schools with the purchase of infrastructure. Things like fridges, freezers, bags, thermal bags, muffin tins, anything to do with their breakfast or snack programs, because we all know when kids are hungry, they don't learn. And so that was something really important. So I encourage everybody to follow our social media. We're doing some great work here in Northumberland County.
Now, if I wanted to participate, find out what restaurants are taking part in the Ultimate Burger Challenge, where do I go to get that information?
You can go to our website, mynuw.org. There's a complete list there. I'm going to tell you, I was at the Royal Crown in Colborne, and it's also called the Great Canadian Burger. And I'm going to tell you, with that homemade beef patty, it was a delight. And so each of these restaurants that's participating, you can scan the QR code, you can choose your favorite. There's going to be a People's Choice Award, as I mentioned, but we're also going to give an award for selling the most burgers as well. So it's really a great way to get involved in the community. And what a better way other than to eat your way across Northumberland County.
Also, if you want some more information, go to our homepage at northumberland897.ca. It'll have everything you need to know about the Ultimate Burger Challenge. But before we go, starting about 10 days from now, you got United Way Week.
Yes, we're very excited here to partner with you. We're going to be featuring some of the folks that we are not only supporting with some investments, but we're also going to have some folks that are champions here in Northumberland County that really believe in the work of United Way, and we're really excited to be able to highlight them, and we're going to bring people from across the county.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.